It is 12 o'clock. You are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
You told me that the moon was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? But old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
What is happening?
It is a weird time for that.
Musical Green Cheese, it's Public Radio Music Day. We're celebrating. We're going to do Green Cheese for the next hour. I'm Jennifer Barr with Malachi Coons. The number to call, 218-326-1234. Some reminders if you are not a regular Green Cheese listener. This is a family-friendly show. Also, when you make your phone calls and want to answer a question, walk away from your source. We'll say, hi, you're on Green Cheese, and that's your cue to make sure your radio's not right in the background. Otherwise, we'll get some weird feedback. Other than that, yeah, we're going to throw out some questions, and you call with the answers, and we're going to have some fun.
Yeah, if you're wondering what's going on, it's Public Radio Music Day, so doing things a little bit different. Thought a musical trivia would be a lot of fun. So thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to hearing where folks are at today. Should we kick things off?
Yeah, once again, I'm going to give the phone number just so people know what to call. 218-326-1234.
Right on. So we're going to be doing a mix of some questions like you normally do, kind of us reading trivia questions. We've also got some audio clips today. And I think we should start off with a category we're going to be going on throughout the day. We're going to be hearing artists do countdowns to begin songs. And we are looking for the person who is doing the countdown. So if it's a band, you got to be specific. Let's kick things off with what I think should be a good way to start us off.
One, two, three, four.
Let's do it one more time. Who is counting down?
One, two, three, four.
And we'll also give you one more. Got to name the person who is doing this countdown.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
One more time.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Okay, who can name those? Jennifer, you got some questions for us as well?
Yes, Bob Dylan acknowledged that he won the Nobel Prize in Literature on this date in 2016. He was the first American to win the award since what author in 1993? Also, Peter Green was born on this date in 1946. He was a founding member of what band?
This is a special edition of Musical Green Cheese Trivia. The phone number to call is 218-326-1234. One more time, it is 218-326-1234. We are looking for countdowns as well for our audio round. Let's hear one of those again. We've got who does this countdown?
One, two, three, four.
And who does this countdown?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
The number to call is 218-326-1234.
Support comes from Bemidji Bus Line, providing motor coach transportation for any size group or event, also offering school bus services for both school districts and charter trips alike. More at bemidjibus.com.
Also coming up, we've got lots of stuff for Public Radio Music Day. The music continues, a special on the river from 1 to 4. Let's take it ahead and go to the phone lines. Hi, you're on Green Cheese. Hello? Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Let's take that one down. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? What question do you have? What answer do you have for us?
I got Peter Green as the founding member of a Fleetwood Mac.
That is correct.
Nicely done. Who's calling?
This is Tim from Outing.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks,
thank you.
Too.
Thank you for making the switch up with us. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is DJ. I have a guess.
Okay.
On the first countdown artist, was that James Brown?
That is correct. That was James Brown. Nice job, DJ.
Thank you.
Have a good one. All righty.
All right, you
bye.
Too. Carry on.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I just want to guess the first audio.
Yep.
Would it be, what?
Go ahead.
Would it be Peach Meredith on Up in Smoke?
No. We actually just got the answer. DJ, the DJ beat you to it. It was James Brown.
Oh, if for some reason Up in Smoke when they're doing that song at the end.
Nice job. Well, thank you for calling in. Have a good day.
Yep, this is Aiken Chicken Coop.
All right.
Thank you, Aiken
good to
Chicken
hear from
Coop.
You.
All righty.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Luca. I think I got one of the countdowns.
All righty. Let us have it.
Is it Outkast with Hey Ya?
That was not it. No, we did just have a correct answer for that one. It was James Brown. And he was doing Get Up.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you for calling.
Oh, fine. Thanks. Bye.
You're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I think that Peter Green started Fleetwood Mac.
That's correct.
That is correct. Who's calling?
This is No Sweat Lodge on the road.
Nicely done.
Great.
Thank you for calling in. All righty. Should we put some more questions out there?
Yeah, we need some new questions. Denny Lane was born on this date in 1944. He was a member of what two British bands? Also, I want you to name as many members as you can of the Muppets band Electric Mayhem.
Okay, I like those. We are still looking for this countdown right here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And let's go ahead and add this one in right here.
1, 2, 3, 5.
We'll do it again.
1, 2, 3, 5.
Alrighty.
Yeah, remember we want the person's name,
yes,
not the band.
If it is a band, we are looking for the person doing the countdown.
218-326-1234.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, that second countdown of Jonathan Richman for Roadrunner.
That is right on. You nailed it. Nice job. Who's calling?
And then Denny Lane, of course, was with the Moody Blues and then Wings.
Yes.
There we go. 2 for 2.
That's all I can remember. I just got back to my desk.
Oh, yeah. We love that. We hope folks would be calling in from work today. So thank you for joining us.
Yep, you bet. Thanks.
All righty. The number to call is 218-326-1234. Again, the number is 218-326-1234. We are still looking for this countdown right here.
1, 2, 3, 5.
And let's go ahead and let's add this one. Who does those countdowns? Jennifer, what questions do you still have out there?
Bob Dylan acknowledged that he won the Nobel Prize in Literature on this date in 2016. He was the first American to win the award since what author in 1993? Also on this date, question mark, and the Mysterians had their number one hit. What was that song from question mark and the Mysterians? 218-326-1234.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey guys, it's Betsy from Meadowlands.
Hey Betsy.
I don't know, the third countdown, the one that you just added, was that Paul McCartney from the Beatles?
Yes, it was. That was Paul McCartney. Do you know what song it was?
All right. I was saying in my head before you even played that, I'm like, they gotta do that one, and then I'm like,
Jennifer, you wanna take us away?
Yeah, it was I saw her standing there.
I saw her standing there.
She was just 17. I saw her standing there. Yes.
Way to go.
Karaoke before.
Nicely done. Alrighty.
All right, guys.
Got any shout outs for us?
I don't.
There you go.
Seriously, right, just listening. All the members.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you to all of our members. That's why we're doing things a little different this week. Alrighty, 218-326 1234 is the number. I'll throw out some other questions that I had. All right, Elizabeth Fraser is the vocalist of what Scottish dream pop band? And what cult song did the artist by the artist Q Lazarus, and it appeared famously in The Silence of the Lambs? What was the name of that song? Hello, you're on Green Cheese. There we go.
Hello. Question mark and the Mysterians did 96 Tears, right?
That's it.
That's right.
Very good. Who's this?
Right on. This is Dave from Bemidji.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. All righty. 218-326-1234. It's Public Radio Music Day. We're having some fun. It's a little different. If you're looking for the World Cafe, we've got a different lineup all day long. Thank you for tuning in. We are saying thank you to our members. We've got more musical things going on tonight in Bemidji. Guess the Groove from 6 to 8 at Bridget's. And in Grand Rapids, we have Judge That Jam at Clocko Brewing.
218-326-1234. That's the number to call for Green Cheese. Sonny Osborne was born on this date in 1937, along with his brother Bobby. The Osborne brothers played what genre of music?
I've got one. We are going to be the answer to all these questions are palindromes in music. What is the Grateful Dead's third studio album? What is Black Sabbath's first official live album name? And what American audio equipment company is known for their Bluetooth home stereos? The answers to all three of those will be palindromes, the same in both directions. 218-326-1234. Is the number to call. Still looking for this countdown.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
And let's add this one.
1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, baby, say you love me. 5, 6, 7.
218-326-1234. Rhythm Nation by Janet Jackson samples what song by Sly and the Family Stone? And what song performed by Richard Harris was listed as number one in Dave Barry's Book of Bad Songs?
If you have any favorite Halloween costumes or Halloween thoughts, you can text those into 218-326-1234. Alrighty. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm calling about the third Grateful Dead album.
The third Grateful Dead album. What is that called?
Is it Oxa Moxa?
That is correct. That is a palindrome. Thanks for calling. Who is it?
This is Seth and Brainerd.
Right, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, is the Grateful Dead Oxa Moxa?
That is correct. Just had one.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, nicely done. Who's calling?
This is Keith White.
Thank you, Keith. Have a good one.
Okay. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
We are doing a special Green Cheese here all about music. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I had the answer for the palindromes.
What palindromes do you have for us?
Oxa Moxa,
that is
Live Evil, and Sonos.
Those are all correct. Nicely done. Well, those three ones are taken out. Who is this?
This is Josh from Brainerd.
Nice job. Thanks, Josh. Alrighty. Hey. Well, maybe we should, he knocked out three of them. Should we get, what else do we have going on right now? Or what questions are out there?
We are still looking for the members of the Muppets band Electric Mayhem. Name as many as you can. I have, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 6 members of that band. And what song performed by Richard Harris was listed as number one in Dave Barry's Book of Bad Songs?
Plus, we're looking for this countdown, the person.
1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, baby, say you love me. 5, 6, 7.
And this countdown.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
All righty. 218-326-1234 is the number. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I would like to answer the Richard Harris musical question.
Okay.
Would that be MacArthur Park?
That is correct.
That is correct. Nicely done.
All right.
Who is this?
Okay.
Who's calling?
Mary from the Gull River.
Okay, right. Thank you so much, Mary. Have a good one.
Oh, okay, thanks.
218-326-1234 is the number, a special edition of Green Cheese Trivia. Of course, we still have regular Green Cheese this Saturday, and a special kids edition from 6 to 7 is going to kick it off.
That's
so lots
right.
of fun trivia coming in. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. The MacArthur Park is that Richard Harris got awful tune.
Yes. I was going to have a follow-up with that. Do you know who wrote MacArthur Park?
I do not.
Okay, well, we'll throw that one out there for anyone else.
There we go. Who's calling?
Okay. This is Pat from Bemidji.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm calling in about the countdown.
Okay, which countdown do you have for us?
Is it Prince?
Yes.
That was Prince. What song was it?
Raspberry Beret.
Nicely done. Who's calling?
This is the bookkeepers at the First National Bank of Coleraine.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for calling in, bookkeepers.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Did you get the music for the stereo equipment one?
We did, but take a shot at it anyway.
Sonos, of course.
That is Sonos. Nicely done. Is this Brandon?
Fair enough. It certainly is.
Thanks for tuning in, Brandon.
Yeah, have a great day. You guys are having a lot of fun, sounds like.
Yeah, are you on Saturday night?
I am.
There
all
we
right,
go.
Great.
Tying it all together. Again, we've got a special. Go ahead.
Yep, no, I'll see everybody on the airwaves Saturday night.
All right, on.
Perfect.
Thanks for calling. All righty. Hi, you're on Green Cheese?
Yeah, for that one countdown, Gloria Estefan.
That was Gloria Estefan. Do you know what the song was called? You don't need to know, but we're just wondering.
I got it in my head. I could almost sing it.
It's the first three things she says.
It wouldn't sound as good as her, for sure.
Yeah. It's just one, two, three. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Have a good one. All righty. Let's see. People have been mowing these down. We're going to add my final two countdowns from this round into the mix. Who is doing this countdown? Remember, it's the specific person, not the band. And then who is doing this countdown?
Hey, yo, one, two, three.
One more time. Who is doing this countdown? The person specifically.
Hey, yo, one, two, three.
All righty, 218-326-1234. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Mary again, and I'd like to answer who wrote the song MacArthur Park.
Yeah.
That was Jimmy Webb.
Correct.
Nice. I did not know that.
He also wrote Gentle on My Mind, so he was a prolific songwriter.
He sure was.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Have a good one. The phone number to call is 218-326-1234. Jennifer, you want to throw some more out there or update the ones that are still waiting to be answered?
Yep. I'm still looking for the members of Electric Mayhem, the Muppets band. What band was originally known as the Pendletones? And let's see. Bob Dylan acknowledged that he won the Nobel Prize in Literature on this date in 2016. He was the first American to win the award since what author in 1993? 218-326-1234. Support comes from the Keg and Cork in downtown Bemidji, an Irish pub serving the area since 1974. Kitchen open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. More at kegbemidji.com.
I have got some questions about what colleges did these bands form at? That is our theme for this one. So first up, what college did REM, the band, form at? What college did the Doors members attend when they formed their band? And we will throw out, what university did the members of Phish attend when they formed their band? 218-326-1234 is the number to call as we celebrate Public Radio Music Day today. Lots of fun stuff coming on. We got a special On the River tonight, or right after this. We've got On the River going the rest of the day. Dave Murphy from 1 to 4, Will Owens from 4 to 7, and Doug Danger tonight from 7 to 10.
Yeah, it is a Public Radio Music Day. We're celebrating that and some fun events tonight as well. We'll be at Bridget's Pub in Bemidji for Guess the Groove and Clacko Brewing in Grand Rapids for Judge the Jam. 6 to 8 for both of those. Also, we are partnering with some local nonprofits who work on hunger and food insecurity. So we'll have guests from the Bemidji Area Food Shelf at the event at Bridget's tonight. And Kutaska Community Action will be joining us at Clacko Brewing this evening.
218-326-1234. Some ones that I still had out there. Elizabeth Fraser was the vocalist of what Scottish dream pop band? And what song by Q Lazarus appeared in Jonathan Demme films like Married to the Mob and more famously in A Silence of the Lambs? Something for this Halloween season. 218-326-1234 is our line. We are looking forward to hearing. We had a text in from another Green Cheese host. Justine Jacobson said, I would call in, but cell phone always cuts out. It's not good radio. But she's listening, celebrating our members. Thank you, Justine. 218-326-1234. Still a couple of countdowns out there.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3.
Who is the person, not the group, and who is this person?
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Seth again in Brainerd, and I think I know where Fish and the Doors went to college.
Okay, take a stab at him.
I think Fish went to Goddard in Vermont, and the Doors met at UCLA Film School.
That is correct. For Fish, I had accepted the U of Vermont and also Goddard, and then you got that one right for the Doors as well. Nicely done.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
Have a good one. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I got some guesses. Well, no. The Doors was the University of North L.A.
UCLA.
UCLA, yes.
UCLA, and then the University of Vermont for Fish.
There you go. That is one of two acceptable answers for that one. And who's calling in?
Keith White again.
Thank you, Keith.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Sorry about that, Keith. A little jumpy on the old fingers here. 218-326-1234. Normally I'm on your side, Jennifer.
of the console, let's say.
Yes.
Well, you're usually on my side too.
Yeah, describing space to listeners. They probably don't know what it is. But I'm
sitting on the
other board doing the buttons. Okay. Still looking for some of those countdowns. Still had some of the universities taken out, so I will throw some more into what colleges did these bands form at? Bikini Kill, Sleater-Kinney, and The Beat Happening all formed at the same college. What is it? The Commodores, a hint. They formed at a historically black college in Alabama. What college was that? And then for Minnesota fans, Kerner, Ray, and Glover. What university associated with those fellows?
All right. On this date in 1983, Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers were number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with Islands in the Stream. What band, better known for their disco hits, actually wrote that song?
Ooh, okay. 218-326-1234 is the number to call in as we are hosting a musical edition of Green Cheese here going until 1 o'clock. We've got lots more questions for you. 218-326-1234. After that, Dave Murphy going to be your host at 1 o'clock.
We'll have some more audio questions for you as well, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, we can throw some more of those in there. If you love music trivia, be sure to head to Bridges in Bemidji tonight, 6 to 8 o'clock. The KBXE staff's got some wonderful trivia picked out. Andrew said they're going to be going through the decades.
Mm-hmm.
Got, I think, starting in 60s, 70s, somewhere in there, right up until now. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That runs from 6 to 8. We're doing a Judge That Jam musical survey, kind of a live musical discussion at Clocko Brewing tonight. 218-326-1234. Should we do some of those other audio rounds?
Yeah, if you're ready.
Okay, I am ready. All these songs are musicians talking about other musicians. We need to know both the artist who is singing and who are they talking about. Our first one in this one. So the artist and the artist they're talking about.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Who is that and who is she talking about? And let's do this one.
As I
What a meanie, telling her poetry is lousy. Who was that singing, and who was she talking about? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, did you get the answer for that yet?
Which one?
Which one?
Islands.
No, Islands in the Stream?
Nope.
Who wrote that?
Yeah, well, that was Barry Gibb from Bee Gees.
Yeah.
Actually, nicely done.
And the Bee Gees are listed as the songwriter credit. But yeah, I think it's probably mostly Barry.
Yeah, thank you. Yep. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. Is the answer the Fugees, Lauryn Hill, for one of the countdowns?
There you go. Yeah, that is. Here, we'll give it to you.
All right.
That
is awesome.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3.
A Fugees song, but it was really Lauryn Hill. So you nailed it. Nicely done. Who's calling?
This is Alex. Can I give a shout out to my boys at Five and Go, Cody and Jared?
Absolutely. Nicely done, Alex.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi. Malachi, I bet you while I was walking away from my source that somebody answered this Joan Baez singing about Bob Dylan.
We did not get that one yet. That is correct.
Well,
he's kind of mean.
Is.
He told her poetry was bad. What kind of guy is that?
Well, that guy.
Fair enough.
That's Bob Dylan. Guy, man.
All right. Thank you so much. You nailed it.
You bet. Julie Crabb here from Meadowlands.
Great to hear from
you. Great to hear from you. Have a good one. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I think I got an answer for the question of who the singer is and who this song is about. I believe one of them was Joan Baez singing Diamonds and Rust about Bob Dylan.
That is correct. Nicely done. And do you have an attempt at the other one?
I was a little distracted, so I didn't catch it.
All good.
All good. Yeah, man, I love you guys. Thank you much.
Thank you so much. Who is this?
My name's Sean. I'm calling from Brainerd.
Awesome. Right. Thanks, Sean. 218-326-1234 is the number.
Sonny Osborne was born on this date in 1937, along with his older brother, Bobby. The Osborne brothers played music of what genre of music? Also, the Pendletones was the original name of what band? And I would love to have somebody try to answer who belongs in the Electric Mayhem or who are the members of that band.
Yeah, that one's been going for, I don't know the answer to that one, but that one's been going for a little while. We've got one last countdown on the board. I know DJ Dang would know that one. There's a hint for folks. That is our final countdown on the board. And we have another audio round of name the artist and the person they are talking about. Still looking for this one.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words.
And we will add this one. Who's the artist and who are they talking about?
Remember when you were young, you shone like the sun.
Who was that, and who were they talking to? Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'd like to answer the question, the song Killing Me Softly.
Yes.
Roberta Flack about Elton John.
Ooh, half right.
Half right.
She's singing about someone else.
She's singing, I would prefer her to be singing about Elton John, but it is about someone else. So if you know my music taste, that's a hint.
Oh. Thank you.
Nice call. Have a good one. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Malachi and Jennifer. This is Janet from Grand Rapids.
Hi,
Janet.
And I have a guess for the Osborne brothers.
Yeah.
I think they played bluegrass.
Correct.
Nicely done.
Yay. Thanks for having the show. It's a lot of fun.
Great. Yeah, good to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The number is 218-326-1234. If you're just tuning in, no World Cafe today. It's Public Radio Music Day. We've got an hour, a special edition of Green Cheese Trivia for you. It's all about music today, Jennifer.
That's right. And special programming throughout our day. 1 o'clock, Dave Murphy on the River. And then from 4 to 7, we're also playing music today to highlight music in public radio. And Will Owens will be your host. And then 7 o'clock, Doug Danger. So some lineup of three volunteers bringing you some music.
We did hear from Dave. I'm going to go ahead and give him the answer. Maybe, you know, folks are at work. Maybe it's hard to call in. He knew that the Elizabeth Frazier was the lead singer of the Cocteau Twins. So thank you for texting in, Dave. Right now, we're going to go back to the lines. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Mary again, and this is the last time I call in, and I'm not looking this up on the internet.
you can keep calling if you want.
The Roberta Flack, she's singing about Don McLean.
She is singing about Don McLean. Does anyone else find that very surprising?
I do find it surprising. I'm not as bothered by Donald Peterson.
I learned that a long time ago.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay. Hey, great show, by the way. This is great.
Thanks. This is super fun. It's fun. Have a good one.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I heard you asked a question about the Electric Mayhem.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
So you needed all the members?
Yeah, if you got them.
See if I can do this. For sure, Sergeant Floyd Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Janice, Zoot, Animal, Dr. Teeth. And then sometimes there was a trumpet player named Lips.
Yeah.
He wasn't in all of them.
That's all the ones I have.
Later.
Wow.
They had Clifford. At one point, he took over on bass for Zoot.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, very, very knowledgeable there about the Electric Mayhem.
You love to hear it.
That.
I grew up on the Muppets, man.
And who's calling here?
This is DJ Ben Frankenstein.
Right on. Yes. I'd love to hear it. Make sure you check out DJ Ben Frankenstein on the river and After Dark from time to time.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks, guys.
Right on. Have a good one. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I think I got the Killing Me Softly and Shine On You Crazy Diamond.
Okay.
Killing Me Softly, I think the original was Lori Lieberman, and I'm pretty sure she wrote that about Don McLean.
Ooh, that is, well, the person it's about is right, but we did get the correct answer for that one already. That was Roberta Flack. We were looking for the singer of it.
Okay.
But you're right.
Did Pink Floyd write that about Syd Barrett?
Yes, there you go. I was trying to trick people a little bit with that one. Nicely done.
Well, this is Seth and Brainerd. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. Alrighty.
So Roberta Flack did not actually write that song about Don McLean. It was Lori Lieberman. So there's where you might, you know.
God, that makes so much more sense.
If you were disconnected of like why Roberta Flack cared about Don McLean.
That was more the disconnect.
Yeah,
you know?
She did not write it. Just look that up. He was right. Lori Lieberman wrote it.
Right on. There we go. Love to be corrected. And now I've got, I take back the respect I lost.
For Roberta.
Sorry. This is not a time to be mean to musicians.
Not
no.
At all. We're
no. I think I was more thinking of like American Pie doesn't really, it makes you feel a lot of things. But those emotions was where I was confused.
Yeah.
You know? Alrighty, we are still looking for one final countdown.
One, two, three, four.
And let's throw some more songs out there. Who wrote them? Well, who sang them? And who are they singing about?
The sun came up, it was another day. And the sun went down, you were blown away. Why'd you let go of your guitar? Why'd you ever let it go, that poor drunken angel?
Okay, who sang that one, and who are they talking about? And then this one. Who is singing there, and who are they singing about? While we're on a sort of similar topic, where did Kerner, Ray, and Glover, what school did they form at? And then what school did the Commodores form at? I'll give you a hint. It's a historically black college in Alabama. You have any other ones out there right now, Jennifer?
Yep. I'm still looking for what band was originally known as the Pendletones. And Rhythm Nation by Janet Jackson samples what song by Sly and the Family Stone.
I'm going to throw out another palindrome musician who is an R&B singer who had a hit with Let Me Blow Your Mind. Their name is a palindrome. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I'm calling again on who sang it and who they're singing about.
All righty. What do you got for us?
I believe one of them you just did there was, I know it was. It was Paul Westerberg and the Replacements, and the song is Alex Chilton.
Yes, they are singing about Alex Chilton. Nice job.
Thanks.
All righty. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Dave in Bemidji.
Hey, Dave.
And I am calling to say Paul Westerberg of the Replacements was singing about Alex Chilton.
Very nicely done. Someone just got it right before you, but you nailed that one.
Bummer.
It's all good. Thanks for tuning in. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
It's Julie again. I think that Kerner, Ray, and Glover went to the U of M.
There you go. That is correct.
Also, just to add on to the Killing Me Softly. Imagine if the Fugees were singing the McLean.
You're right.
Which is a far better
effort, I'm sorry, than Roberta Flack.
Oh, okay. Wow. That would be even weirder. Yes. Maybe they are secret American Pie fans. You never know. All right.
We'll see. Yeah. Bye.
Vincent.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Kurt. Kurt Randa.
Hey, hi. Kurt. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, I've got a guest on one of your songs, who sings and who by or who for.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Who about? The Replacements, Alex Chilton.
Nailed it. Nice. That's been a popular one. You, right on.
That was an easy one, though.
Yes, I know. I know. I thought, you know, throw some Minnesota bands on. Thanks, Kurt. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep, bye-bye.
218-326-1234. Let's see. Can anyone take down our final musical countdown? If I had my things ready, we could try it again.
One, two, three, four.
Do it one more time.
One, two, three, four.
And then I believe so far people have been crushing the who's singing and who are they singing to, but we got one still out there. And then we're going to add in a very popular one lately.
The family matter and the truth for the matter. It was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan.
Who is that and who are they talking about? Jennifer, what do you have out there?
Bob Dylan acknowledged that he won the Nobel Prize in Literature on this date in 2016. He was the first American to win the award since what author in 1993? Here's a new one that's probably pretty easy. Willie and the Poor Boys was released on this date in 1969. It was the fourth studio album by what band?
All righty. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Okay, this is doing my head, and I know I'm not supposed to be calling this show, but that countdown is Joe Strummer of The Clash.
Yes,
it is.
The
only band that matters. Everyone should know that. I'm sorry. Stupid.
I was wondering how long you could let it go on. And what song is it, Dan?
It's The White Man and the Hammersmith Ballet. It's one of their great. It's probably my favorite Clash song ever. It's a song about going to a huge reggae concert in London and about racism in England. And if Hitler were here today, they'd send a limousine anyway. It's one of the greatest lines in rock and roll history.
There you go. Nicely done, Dan. Thanks for calling in.
Shout out to Dave and Bemidji, and we would love to hear that man on the airwaves. Come on, Dave.
Oh, all right. There we go. Our volunteer coordinator coming through. Take every opportunity you get.
Great show, you guys.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks. Have a good one. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hello.
So on the countdown?
Yes.
Countdown question? Was it Joy Ramone?
It was not. We just had someone answer it. It was a Joe. It was a Joe Strummer of The Clash.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Right.
Thanks for trying, though.
Yeah, thanks for trying.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I have a guest, Lucinda Williams, and Drunken Angel, and talking about her brother.
It is not her brother. It is Lucinda Williams, yes, but she's talking about a musician, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh.
This DJ?
All right, thanks.
Thanks, yeah, have a good one.
Thanks a lot. 218-326-1234.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Kurt again.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, the Lucinda Williams song, Drunken Angel, was that about Jeff Buckley?
That was not about Jeff Buckley.
That would have been my guess.
That's a good guess, good yeah. Try. Thank you for calling in, Kurt.
All right.
218-326-1234. We'll give that one to you again. Had a few guesses for it.
The sun came up, it was another day. And the sun went down, you were blown away. Why'd you let go of your guitar? Why'd you ever let it go, that poor drunken angel?
And let's also throw out this one. Who's the artist and who are they talking about?
The family matter and the truth for the matter. It was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, was hoping to answer the question. There's a song about Drake sung by Kendrick Lamar.
That is correct. Very nicely good. Done. Thank you for getting that
awesome.
One off. Though.
I want to give a shout out to Mike working, and this is the Crane Lake Craniums holding it down here at Crane Lake.
Wonderful. Great to hear from you, Crane Lake Craniums.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I was calling about the Let Me Blow Your Mind singer.
Yes.
Whose name is a palindrome. Is it Eve?
That is Eve. Nicely done. Who's this?
Thank you. This is Hallie calling from Bemidji.
Thank you, Hallie. 218.
Yeah, thank you guys. Have a great day.
You too. 218-326-1234. Let's see. What do I still have out there? What college did REM form at? What college did all three of these bands form at? Bikini Kill, Sleater-Kinney, The Beat Happening, and many, many more. It's in Washington. And then I still have what Q Lazarus song appeared in a famous scene in The Silence of the Lambs? Jennifer, what do you got going on?
I'm still looking for what band was originally known as the Pendletones. And I'm going to throw out a new one. Kind of morbid, but I was looking at on this date in history, and Dwayne Allman died on this date in 1971 while doing what? 218-326-1234. Also, Willie and the Poor Boys was released on this date in 1969. Fourth studio album by what band?
And let's add one more. Who is singing and who are they talking about? Let's do that one again.
So fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank, basically. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. Was the person that Lucinda Williams was singing about Guy Clark?
That is not Guy Clark. Very good guess, though. It's a songwriter in that vein. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. 218-326-1234. Who is going to get that tough one out? Let's see. I got another palindrome band, a Norwegian synth pop band who had a smash hit in 1985. And then let's also throw out what word for a genre first appeared in 1961. Right as this style of music was fading out, and its name comes from nonsense vocables found in the music. 218-326-1234. We also still are looking for what college did the Commodores, the funk band, form at?
Support comes from North Homes Children and Family Services, providing compassionate mental health services to children and families at home, school, and in the community. More information at northhomes.org.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I have an answer for the Lazarus one for Silence of the Lambs.
We have not heard what song that is.
Goodbye Horses.
It is Goodbye Horses. Nicely done. Who's calling?
Martha from Rabbit Lake.
Thank you. Thank you, Martha.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Green Cheese, the Lucinda Williams. Have you gotten that song who she was singing about?
We have not gotten that one yet.
That would be Blaze Foley.
There it is. Wow. Nice job. That was a deep cut. Thank you to Kari Hedlund for suggesting that question.
The lyric, the duct tape boot is the clue there.
Ah, okay.
She has that clue, yeah. Okay, yeah, thank you.
And who is this?
Mary from Hackensack.
Way to go, Mary.
Excellent.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'd like to take a shot at the Lucinda Williams.
There
you go. Was she singing about Towns Van Zandt, or did someone just get it?
Someone did just get it. The answer was Blaze Foley.
Oh, the other one. Okay, thank you.
The other one. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah,
I was thinking Towns Van Zandt, because I didn't know the answer until
yep.
They're
just
very
revealed.
Similar. Thanks a lot. Thanks,
thank
Joel.
You. Have a good one. Yeah, 218-326-1234 is the number. I actually heard DJ Ironsides played. Big cheeseburger and good French fries yesterday on the river. Great Blaze Foley song.
All right.
218-326-1234. We are still looking for this one. Here as well. He seemed a little worried about you. Who is singing there and who are they singing about? What college did REM form at? What college did all these bands form at? Bikini Kill, Sleater-Kinney, and Beat Happening. And what college did the Commodores form at?
And does anybody know what band was originally known as the Pendletones? Also, what TV personality introduced the Beatles at their first Shea Stadium concert in 1965?
218-326-1234. Let's run through all the fun stuff we have going on right now. It's Member Appreciation Week. Thank you so much to all of our members who helped us overcome the federal funding cut and who have really made the station what it is for a long, long time now. You can become a member at any time at KEXC.org. We're doing things a little bit different this fall. Saying thank you. We've got events tonight in Bemidji. Guess the Groove. Even more trivia for you from 6 to 8. And they do have a limit on teams, so get there, get signed up. KBXC staff have put together a super fun musical game. Here in Grand Rapids, we are hosting Judge That Jam. That is going on also from 6 to 8. It's at Clocko Brewing. We're going to be listening to new songs. Everyone's going to be sharing their thoughts on them, little rating system, having some fun. Tomorrow, we have a Clink and Drink event down in Baxter at Jack Pine Brewery. That goes from 4 to 6. KXC staff, of course, going to be hanging out there as well. And then come get some candy from KXC on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, throughout the day, we'll be handing out candy and to young and old, doesn't matter. And then Saturday, we've got a special kids green cheese from 6 to 7 before the main event. We heard from Brandon Chase on this edition of Green Cheese earlier. He'll be your host from 7 to 9. So lots of fun. Yeah, and today, public radio music day. So we are doing some green cheese musical trivia during this hour. We've got only about 14 minutes left.
Yep. 218-326-1234. Don't worry about it if you know he already called in or waiting for others. We'll have the phone lines. It's a little bit of a different thing today. Normally World Cafe at this time. So it's been lovely to hear from everyone. Lots of questions still on the table. 218-326-1234.
Bob Dylan acknowledged that he won the Nobel Prize in Literature on this date in 2016. It took him a few weeks, I think, to actually say anything about it, but he was the first American to win the Nobel Prize in Literature since what author in 1993? First American.
And then what genre got its name in 1961, right as it was fading out of style? And its name comes from nonsense vocables that are very commonly found in that style of music. Still had some college ones out there, and a palindrome band looking for a Norwegian synth pop band who had a worldwide smash hit in 1985. Their name is a palindrome. 218-326-1234. Again, 218-326-1234.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, Dave Murphy, your volunteer host for On the River. He'll bring you a great mix of music. And we're going to continue the music on this public radio music day, 4 to 7, taking over from All Things Considered. Will Owens will be playing some music. And then 7 o'clock, Doug Danger, another great volunteer host, bringing you some music.
This is Green Cheese, 218-326-1234. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, so the nonsense syllables, is that scat?
That is not scat. The word is now the name of the genre.
Oh, interesting. Okay, and then the Norwegian band, of course, is ABBA, correct?
That is not correct, but they are a palindrome. They are a palindrome.
Okay. And they're from Sweden, correct?
Yes.
They're from, Sweden. Okay, well, yeah. I just love palindrome. So, okay, great show. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Yep.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Julie. I think that the Bob Dylan's the reference to the Nobel Prize for Literature, wasn't that Toni Morrison?
Yes, Toni Morrison was the previous American to win.
Yeah, and also the synth pop band is ABBA.
No,
no, it is not actually. That is a
Yep. Okay.
They are a palindrome. So yes.
Well, and yes, they are a palindrome too. And I did have, of course, the Dan's favorite band in mind too, which the name just went out, the Clash, the finest band in rock and roll ever.
We go.
So yeah. All right, guys.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Have a good one. 218-326-1234. Let's hear our final song. Who is it? Who are they talking about? Basically, name the blank. All righty. I think maybe people know who's singing, but figure out who is he singing about. What about you, Jennifer?
Willie and the Poor Boys was released on this date in 1969. It was the fourth studio album by what band? Also still looking for the Pendletones. What band did they, what name did they eventually take? They were not the Pendletones for very long. And what TV personality introduced the Beatles at their first Shea Stadium concert in 1965?
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Kurt again.
Hi, Kurt. Which one you got for us?
First off, I want to give a shout out to Julie.
There you go.
Of course.
I never hear enough from her. And your synth pop band, that's A-ha.
That is A-ha, not ABBA. Thanks, Kurt.
That's all I got.
Right on. Thanks. You nailed it. Have a good one.
Of course. A-ha. That's like the perfect answer.
All righty. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Has someone answered the question about the genre named after its lyrics?
Mm-mm.
No.
Is that bebop?
No.
I think you're close.
You're on the right track.
Okay. Well, thank you.
There you go. Have a good one. Thanks for calling in. 218-326-1234. Yeah, still looking for a genre that the name of it first appeared in print in 1961, which was right as the style of music was fading in popularity. That name comes from nonsense vocables found in the music. 218-326-1234. What college did REM form at? What college did Bikini Kill, Sleater-Kinney, and Beat Happening all form at? The same college, famous for its indie rockers. And what historically black college in Alabama did the funk band The Commodores form at?
218-326-1234. Just a few minutes left on our special musical Green Cheese. And Dave Murphy coming up at 1 o'clock for On the River.
218-326-1234. So we are saying thank you here on our Fall Member Appreciation Week. Doing things a little bit different from a tribe. It is just a huge thank you to everyone who has stepped up over the years, and especially so earlier this year when our federal funding was cut. Things were very tense here at the station, and seeing the outpouring from everyone was just so uplifting.
Yeah, it's really been amazing, and any time is a great time to show your support. If you haven't yet done that, visit KAXE.org. Also, while you're there, you can find the full schedule of events of all these things we've been talking about. We've got Guess That Groove and Judge That Jam tonight, a few things going on. Well, tomorrow we'll be in Baxter at Jack Pine Brewing. Anyway, the full schedule, KAXE.org. Look for Member Appreciation Week. You'll find that there. Also, a story about Public Radio Music Day, which is happening today. A nice photo of Kari Hedlund in our music library there on the front page.
Check those out. Yeah, getting into the final few minutes here. We definitely still have time to hear from you. 218-326-1234 is the number on this special edition of Green Cheese Trivia. We've got Dave Murphy coming up at 1 o'clock. Let's hear from a couple more of you. I know there's some answers out there. We might have to run through them at the end. But 218-326-1234. If we haven't heard this one yet, let's do it one more time. Our final audio clip that is unanswered. Who is worried about that person? Fill in the blank.
And who is that person?
And who is singing that one? 218-326, sorry. Hi, you're on Green Cheese. There we go.
Hey, this is Kurt again. My last time, I promise.
It's okay. It's okay. Keep going.
Willie and the Poor Boys, was that CCR?
Yes, it was.
There we go.
Mm. Doo-wop.
Doo-wop is correct. Yes, bebop was very close. The answer to that one was doo-wop. Nicely done, Kurt.
Yeah, that's what gave it away for me.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, thanks for calling in.
I'm out.
Bye. Have a good one. 218-326-1234.
I'm still looking for the Pendletones. Who did they become? And Rhythm Nation by Janet Jackson samples what song by Sly and the Family Stone?
I Yes.
We talked about this song the other day on the morning show, and I did.
I really want to. Oh, all right.
Now you got it.
Now I got it. 218-326-1234. Let's see. What else can we get for some of these? About the end of all my questions. Just need to get some answers for the college's ones if they're still out there. Let's see. We've got someone on the line. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. So, REM?
Yes.
University of Georgia?
That is correct. Nicely done.
All right on.
From Athens, Georgia.
Brandon from Park Rapids.
Thanks, Brandon. Again, he's coming up on Saturday for our full normal 2 hours of Green Cheese.
Correct. Thanks.
218-326-1234 is the number.
What TV personality introduced the Beatles at their first Shea Stadium concert in 1965?
This is the last time. Well, he seemed a little worried about you. Should we give a hint?
The beeping just cracks me up because he's not swearing. He's saying the person's name right there.
Yes. He's not saying. If you're trying to figure out what swear word that is, that's just the answer, half of the answer.
Yeah.
And this person's been in the state of Minnesota before.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, have both of them?
Yes.
I assume, but one of them.
Most people probably have.
The person he's singing about has been very close to us before.
Very close to us. And now that REM is taken out, just the Commodores looking for where they formed. We had a round about bands that formed at colleges. I believe all of our palindromes have been taken care of. And then what college did Bikini Kill, Sleater-Kinney, Beat Happening format? It is in Olympia, Washington. There's a clue. 218-326-1234. We got time to hear from a couple more of you. Dave Murphy coming up on the river at 1 o'clock.
We hope you can join us this evening. We'll be at Bridget's Pub in Bemidji for Guess That Groove, 6 to 8, and then Clocko Brewing in Grand Rapids tonight for Judge the Jam. Again, 6 to 8, costumes encouraged. When you found that out this morning, you were like, what?
I pulled something together already.
Okay, you're
good. In my
mind.
Yep, I'm good to go.
Okay, good. Yep, I've got my costume ready for tonight. That was their big conversation. Do we have to have different costumes than what we're planning for Halloween? So, but yeah, you don't have to wear a costume, no pressure. It's just going to be a fun time, both places. Again, for the Guess the Groove, there is limited teams, so be sure to get there a bit early to make sure you get in the door.
Yep, that one's at Bridges, 6 to 9. Okay, we got time for maybe one more here. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about the who the song is singing about.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and who is the singer,
John
too?
Misty.
There you go.
And Jason Isabel.
There you go. Jason Nicely Isabel. Done. Thank you for taking that one off.
Yes.
We had heard it enough times. Who is this?
This is Arthur from St. Cloud, and I want to give a shout-out to Sophia Hymans, who's listening as well.
Wonderful. Excellent. Thank you so much, Arthur.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
Nice to hear from them.
Yeah.
This is a great job to do, by the way, too.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. It's always nice to hear from you.
I hope it continues for next year.
Okay. Good to know. We always take our comments very seriously from folks. So thank you, Arthur.
Yep, you're welcome.
Bye.
Should I do the thing? Is that the thing? Is there a closing music?
There is a closing music.
Oh, okay. This is not my normal area, so give me 1 second.
America Drinks Up. There we go. Now it feels right.
Okay.
I realized about half.